I'm just going to start out by explaining this story involves two different comedians named Ryan. There's Ryan Darling and Ryan Singer. Ryan Darling, he's the local one. We're going to start with him.
Ryan Darling, I am a student at UTC, and I am a one-year comedian.
Not only a student, but a political science major. That ought to be comedy gold, right? Politics? Well, not always.
I didn't know political jokes during the election.
You're a political science major and you avoided politics.
I completely avoided politics because, I mean, people here will get really, really upset. I mean, I've gotten heckled, I've been threatened, all sorts of stuff just for having different views. So underground comedy is more of a safe haven.
Underground comedy, that's what this story is about. We're talking about the kind of places where a comedian can crack controversial political jokes and the audience probably won't get offended.
Younger audiences, and I guess I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but like more liberal audiences, I would suspect.
These shows happen at out-of-the-way places like JJ's Bohemia, that's a bar with a small stage, or The Office, a bar inside a restaurant inside a hotel. Tickets are usually inexpensive, and the shows are promoted through cheap or free services like social media.
Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. Reddit's a big thing. You can make commercials on YouTube now.
And JJ's Bohemia, you mentioned that. That's got to be one of the kind of the landmarks of underground comedy in Chattanooga. What are some of the other places where this actually happens?
Well, there's a couple rooms up in Knoxville. There's Matt Ward runs a room called Preservation Pub up in Knoxville. Atlanta has a handful of underground rooms. There's all sorts of these rooms all across the South that have been started by comedians and just run by comedians. They don't make any money doing it, but they just do it for the love of telling jokes and making people laugh.
You're bringing in Ryan Singer. Why is Ryan Singer coming here?
Ryan Singer is coming here to film a documentary about all these comic started rooms, and it's actually called the Organic Tour because it's all about these organic shows that have grown.
We think it's a really special, unique time in the history of stand-up comedy right now.
That's Ryan Singer.
There's shows like JJ's happening in all these different cities across the country right now, and it's only a matter of time before the comedians who put those on maybe move to a bigger city or the shows just aren't around anymore. So we really wanted to document what's happening because it's kind of this whole big network of unknown shows that help comedians like myself and Jared, you know, sustain our lifestyle of being comedians and also expand our own personal version of the art form. Because you can really experiment and take chances personally when you're doing rooms outside of the big clubs.
Ryan Singer and Jared Harris are coming to JJ's Bohemia on January 29th. Jared Harris has a popular web series called Action Figure Therapy, and we cannot play any clips of it on the radio, but it's basically G.I. Joe toys having very adult conversations. Ryan Singer has a hit comedy album that came out a couple of years ago. The album's title is How to Get High Without Drugs.
You just find something you like to say and you repeat it over and over and over again. Here's the one I use.
Is it your mind or is it your brain? Is it your mind or your brain that wants these things?
It's kind of like a verbal repetition. It's almost, you can put yourself in a trance, kind of a meditation kind of thing.
Is it your mind or is it your brain? Is it your mind or your brain that wants these things, or is it your body?
And that is really interesting. You're doing stand-up comedy that has that kind of Buddhist theme of meditation to it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could agree with that, but it's me. I wish I could say that I was doing some Buddhist type stuff, but it's more just kind of silly, try not to lose my mind kind of stuff.
You've got quite a bit of experience as a stand-up comedian. What is your experience with documentary filmmaking?
Years ago, I tried to do a web series documentary about trying to win back an ex-girlfriend called Fool of Delusion, but that didn't really work. I only got a couple episodes before she requested I stop doing it, so I had to stop doing that.
What sort of locations are you including this documentary? What regions, what types of venues?
We've got a bunch of like rock bars. There's we did a Mediterranean restaurant in Greenville, South Carolina two nights ago that was just really awesome. We did one comedy club that was in Cincinnati, because it's kind of an off-the-grid, it's a standalone, independently booked comedy club that's been really great for comedians that are, not hugely famous. But it's pretty much right now the Midwest, the South, and the Southeast is what we've been really hitting. We hope to do some further out west.
and the kind of comedians that actually perform at these sort of shows, I imagine you're never going to see Larry the Cable Guy or Jeff Foxworthy performing at a show like this. Who are the sort of comedians that perform at these kind of shows?
Yeah, you're definitely not going to see guys who have millions of dollars doing these kinds of shows, at least not for anything other than maybe they just happened to be in town and stopped by to say hi or something. But even that's pretty rare, I would think. I doubt they would even know about it. But you're going to see comedians like myself and Jared who the mainstream audience might not be real familiar with yet. But within the world of comedy, I think we're pretty established at a certain level as far as getting ready to break through to that next level of being a well-known headliner. So you're going to see a lot of comedians that have been working at comedy for a long time, you know, probably at least 8 to 10 years. Jared and myself are both 11 years in. So people who have come up through different ways and have really worked hard at comedy, maybe a little weirder than the mainstream comedy clubs comedians that you might get.
Ryan Singer and Jared Harris will be at JJ's Bohemia on January 29th. More information is online. You can search Facebook for Organic, a comedy tour and documentary. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.